So this morning in the gospel, we hear St. Luke wrap up his Sermon on the Plain, right? This is St. Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount, and it highlights Jesus' moral teaching. And today, we wrap it up by Jesus essentially giving us the whole purpose of his teaching, the whole purpose of his moral teaching, which is that we are called to bear fruit. Right, that's something that each and every single person desires, every single person wants to do. Right? We want to live a fruitful life. Right? And we can see that in any number of different ways. But for us as Christians, right, it's called in living a good life and being an example for the rest of the world to see. Right? And that's why St. Luke, he goes into great pain so as to lay out this teaching that Jesus gives us. But again, that's the conclusion. Right? That in a certain sense is the effect of a number of different causes that first have to be present if we want to bear that fruit, if we want to be that great example for the world to see. And I think today in the gospel, Jesus essentially, he highlights everything that he had been talking about. Right, he kind of gives us a brief recap of his whole moral teaching. Right, and he starts by telling us that if we are called to be these examples of a fruitful people, of Christian, of his disciples, right, the first thing that we need to do is we need to conform ourselves to the truth. That is to conform ourselves to him. Right, Jesus, he says in a rather humorous way, right, can the blind lead the blind? And of course, we know that's not the case. You know, of course, we need someone who has the vision, who has the foresight so as to lead us. But in reality, I mean, how often do we turn to, you know, whether it be ideas or people or something, you know, that guides us into the great abyss? And I think we see this all the time. All the time you'll see these new great spiritual gurus who come onto the scene. And everybody dives in and they follow this individual. When in reality, they really have no idea what they're doing. But rather, we blindly follow them. We think, you know, maybe this person will know what's going on. And you see these great mega churches kind of pop up and all of a sudden all these people flood into these areas. Into these churches, so to speak. When in reality, what Jesus is telling us is he says, first, you need to conform yourself to everything that I have just taught you. You need to conform yourself to the way of life that I have just laid out in this great sermon. Right? That's the way that we begin to see. That's the way that we can begin to guide other people. Because again, Jesus, as he's speaking to his disciples, he's telling them that you are to be those guides. You are to be the ones who now lead everyone else in the world to me, to the one who is truth itself, to the one who is life itself. Right? And the way that we first do that is by conforming our lives to the person of Jesus Christ. Right? By being so steeped in his teaching, by being so steeped in his very person, in our prayer life, that for us, we're able to go out and we're able to communicate that, whether knowingly or unknowingly. It's such a part of who we are, his teaching, that we naturally go out and we do that. And then the second thing that he tells us too, again, another humorous image, and again, and it's so right, where he tells us, you know, who are we to criticize, you know, the splinter in our brother's eye when we have the wooden beam still stuck in our own? And it's so funny because there's something written into human nature that allows us this great trait of being able to look over all of our faults, even those glaring big ones, but we can see the smallest imperfection in our neighbors. But notice too, when Jesus says this, he doesn't say that there aren't evil actions in the world. He doesn't say that we shouldn't be concerned about problems that we see in the world, but rather what he tells us is he says, start with yourself. You know, he says, listen, you got enough on your plate probably right now so as to work on that before you go out and criticize the world. you know, and this ties into that first point, right? I mean, first, are we conformed to the person of Jesus Christ? Because again, in St. Matthew's account of this same gospel, right, in his Sermon on the Mount, what he tells his disciples is that we're called to go out and we're called to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And really what he's telling us is that we're not the source of that. For us first, we need to receive that teaching from Jesus. We need to conform it in our lives. And then from there, we can go out. Right? What we're called to do is we're called to radiate the person of Jesus Christ. I'm not called to radiate Father Ed, but rather what it should be is Jesus shining through me. And the way that we first do that in all humility is ask, you know, where am I not living up to the call? Where am I not embracing virtue in my life, the virtue that Jesus calls us to in this gospel? Or where Jesus calls us throughout the entirety of the gospel? Where do I need to reform and conform my life better to him? Where do I need to remove that beam from my eye so as to go out and now begin to help others, to now lead others towards Jesus? You see, I think that's what Jesus is ultimately getting at this morning in the gospel. That for us, in order for us to bear fruit, we first need to do those two things. We first need to conform our lives to him. We need to conform, we need to open our eyes to his truth and then change our lives as a result of that. So this week, may we ask ourselves, where are we spiritually blind? Where do we struggle with the teaching of Jesus? Or where do we not conform that teaching into our own lives? Where do we need to open our eyes to his teaching? And then secondly, too, where are we not humble enough so as to submit ourselves to that teaching? Where do we need to remove that beam from our eye? So that then we can go out and we can guide others to our Lord. So then we can help remove that splinter from others. You see, this is the way that we as Christians bear fruit. Yes, fruit in our own lives, but fruit for the world to see. Because again, we know this. Action speaks so much louder than words. By conforming our lives to the gospel, to his teaching, it's exactly that way. That's how we begin to evangelize. That's how we begin to show one another that this is the way to live a good life. This is a way to live a life that bears fruit. But first, we need to conform ourselves to Jesus. First, we need to conform and change our lives. And then that fruit will naturally come. So this week, may we reflect upon this gospel. May we ask ourselves, where are we spiritually blind? Where do we need to open our eyes to the truth? Right? Where do we need to change? Where do we need to come to Jesus in all humility, right, and ask for his grace so as to begin to make those changes and conform ourselves to him? Because it's then that we as Christian disciples will truly bear fruit.